most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
We've had a little survey going on of parents and their kids' extracurricular activities. You're going to be shocked by some of the responses that we've gotten. We'll get into it in a few minutes.
These are some of the top trending topics. Fat Joe is trending. He performed before game three of the World Series last night. People are saying he didn't look like himself. They're calling him Large Joseph. Stupid. but he sounded fine, but it's like at these pre-game concerts. I don't know. It's hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah. Ice Cube hit with his that he did the other night.
Yeah.
Because he just did like a little medley of some of his songs about L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And he walked from the whole time he was walking at a certain pace, and he walked all the way from center field to the batter's box. And on the last beat of his song, he swung like he was hitting the ball out of the park.
I love that. Yeah. I love a performance.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a little show.
Yeah, don't just walk around and.
Sports are so boring. Give me a little.
Give me a C. Give me a bouncing C.
So the Yankees, Dodgers, another game four tonight in New York. Everybody's making a big deal out of Giselle announcing she's pregnant. Well, letting the world know she's pregnant. They say she's over halfway through her pregnancy. Tom Brady and her split up in October of 2022. So now 2 years later, she's halfway through the pregnancy with this new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, new boyfriend.
Oh, no, boyfriend. They've been together for, you know, since we first heard him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu trainer. Mm-hmm. Very handsome, very good looking.
Good for
yeah.
her.
Tom Brady seemingly
responds. Good for her? She's married.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just getting pregnant. How old is she? She's older than me, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay, well, I feel good about that.
I think, maybe not.
Anytime someone's older than me and pregnant, I feel.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it. There's still hope that I have another one.
But yeah, she's a dirty, dirty girl.
Yeah.
Dirty girl.
She is filthy.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Well, I mean, obviously, look at the way she did old Tommy.
Yeah, cheating.
She built a shrine for the guy, prayed to his shrine every night.
Was that true?
That was true.
That's true.
But then it doesn't, you know, excuse her from having some dirty, dirty behavior with her hired hand,
true.
Which right. is basically what he is. He was her hired hand of the family. It'd be no different than if she had just gone out and had an affair with the guy who runs the ranch
right.
for him, you know. Yeah.
It's like it's not the tennis coach anymore. Now it's the jujitsu trainer. Mm-hmm. You know? Whoa.
Yeah.
It's sexier. Jujitsu.
Is that right? So that is interesting. A lot of people discussing that today. And today is National Cat Day. National Cat Day. So everybody's sure posting pictures of their cats. Mm-hmm. I came around. I like dogs. I'm a dog person. But after spending a few months with my brother's cat while he was out of the country, I turned to like cats. I understand why people get them. Low maintenance. Most of them are pretty hardy, mm-hmm. don't require a lot of vet visits. So mm-hmm. I get why people get cats.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I just found out I'm allergic to them, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's not fun.
Right.
Who discovers an allergy, like, as a...
as a seasoned citizen.
Only you.
Yeah,
that would only exactly. happen to you. Mm-hmm. So I learned something interesting about Lindsay this morning, something I never thought I would know about her. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I learned something about Lindsay this morning.
Oh, wait, you're not going to say anything about our big thing coming?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Thursday, make sure you listen to the TJ and Regan show. Big announcement. You know, you just never know what's going to happen on this show.
Mm.
People are returned. Lindsay is back now, but that's not it. We have another major return of one former show member this Thursday. It's pretty shocking stuff.
Exciting. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that much, but whatever.
What was the other announcement? Yes, somebody's coming back to the show.
It's the biggest surprise announcement from a surprise person.
Okay, that might be the best way to say it.
No, I was just joking with you.
Well,
I like the energy.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
It's exciting, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So make sure you listen Thursday, TJRiggins.com, or you can check it out on the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all over the place. I learned something about Lindsay this morning. you know, she's a mother now, but she's always, to me, she's the model of, like, fitness. When she was a dancer in the NBA, they had her running the steps of the arena. Mm-hmm. That's what I always think about. I'm like, gosh, that takes so much grit and determination to maintain. She had to weigh in and do stuff like that. It's an incredible accomplishment as somebody who's a big fatso like me. But clearly things have changed in her life, because when I walked back there to make coffee, I noticed Lindsay had brought an entire Little Caesars pizza and crazy bread and kept it in the refrigerator back there. An entire Little Caesars pizza.
Wow.
You're not kidding.
That's not mine.
Oh, that's not yours?
Why would you assume that's hers?
Whose was it, Lindsay? Duh. Oh, it was Tech D Rob. Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
But I'm not beneath that. I love Little Caesars pizza.
That's not what you were doing, Regan.
You get it.
Obviously, it was Rob's. It was sarcasm.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I get it.
It takes some guts to bring a whole pizza into work, though.
I didn't know that fridge would hold a whole pizza.
Well, it didn't either.
It wouldn't hold the box.
Oh, yeah, put it in.
I had to put it on a plate and put it in there.
There's now a greasy, empty pizza box sitting back there in our office.
But now I want some of it. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, so all that stuff you said before, it still, you know, applies about her being, you know, not running stadiums anymore and all that.
Yeah.
She run into Pizza Pizza.
Yeah,
right.
I'll be honest, the wheels did start to come off when I saw her eating the last loaf of pumpkin bread with her fake fingernails.
Yeah, I think that threw it over.
And who is this girl?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, does this do anything for you? New candy hitting the store shelves before Halloween, the salted caramel Butterfinger. Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery, now salted caramely.
Not me, because I'm not a Butterfingers person, and I think salted caramel's overrated.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Is that a woman thing?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
That's what TJ's wife, Jody, wanted. She wanted this dark chocolate salted caramel apple from Kiehl's.
Yeah.
They're just so good. And and I told everybody, I said, when it started to get cold, I said, ooh, it's about time to get my apple.
it's like a once-a-year thing.
Yeah. It really is. Mm. It's, ooh, it's getting chilly. It's about time for my apple, y'all.
She reluctantly offered me some of it. She goes, you want a piece of my apple? And I said, no, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it took me 2 days to eat it. I split it up over 2 days to eat it.
Well, thank goodness. Said,
thank goodness, right?
It's an apple.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, don't forget, the Thursday, big announcement from a special guest. Special guest will be making a big announcement. And not going to overstate it, because we have a history of that.
That's true.
Overstating and under-delivering. So it's really special to us. So if it's special to us, it ought to be special to you.
That's right. unless you're a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or bound for Hades like a demon. Yesterday, Lindsay was, and yeah, Lindsay's back on the show if you've been listening for a long time, many years. She was on the show, then not. And then look, just like magic, 8 years later, she's back.
Boom.
Lindsay was telling us yesterday about this friend of hers who spends $35,000 a year on dance lessons and stuff for her daughter, because that is one of the most expensive extracurricular activities that you could have. I mean, it's more expensive than just, I think even more expensive than playing travel baseball and things like that. So we just threw up on the social media, what is your kid's extracurricular activity and how much does it cost? And Regan said that some of them are shocking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of them. A lot of people don't want to give the actual price that they're paying, but a lot of them do.
Yeah, because their spouse probably doesn't know exactly how much they're paying.
Right.
If you hear 35, I mean, that number is like hard to wrap my head around. But Tracy said, I got a daughter. She club volleyball was her sport, $2,500 a season.
Yeah.
I don't know how long club volleyball.
I don't either. That's a lot.
A few months, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. $2,500. Allison, basketball and football for two boys. It's $600 for boys. For baseball, football one is $600. So,
man, I don't remember. Maybe, I don't know what kind of leagues those are, but I never had to pay that playing football.
Karate, $360 a month.
Mm-hmm.
$360 a month for karate? Like, what are these, where's all the money going?
But that's a, what do you call it? An investment.
Is they're it?
Investing and whooping it.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah, but it also teaches them discipline and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's basically you're paying that much for a good parent.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
To teach your kids things.
That's what it is.
Right, right.
That was my thinking. I was like, well, a good parent will teach you discipline.
Yeah.
Not like Mr. Dang will.
Maybe not.
Well, and like for dance, I pay quite a significant amount for my four-year-old, but not only that, it's a costume. It's a...
Yeah, somebody...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's all her costumes. It's $200 a month for dance, but then you've got the $100 fee for a costume and this and that, you know.
Yeah, Hunter said Taekwondo is $140 a month for one child, $143 for dance for two kids, then one-time fees of $160, $100, and $20, plus costumes, recital fees, and cheerleading season is $135 a month. So, I mean...
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Man.
He's got like the village people. Like,
yes.
All right. So the next shocking question we'll ask maybe by the end of the week, Riggins, we'll ask, ladies, what kind of blow dryer do you have and how much was it?
Yeah, right.
They'll really be shocked at how much hair dryers cost.
Yeah. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I know this is hard to believe, but I, TJ, a.k.a. T-Jizzle, as the kids say, I am not good at pumpkin carving. I'm not bad at it like you would think.
Yeah.
The way we used to do it is I would just get a really long, sharp knife, like a... I'm sorry, in Louisiana we call them fillet knives, but a fillet knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't do a lot of scraping on the pumpkin or inside or anything. I would just cut big, thick chunks out of it. And it looked great. But one time it was so frustrating. I had gotten it all carved up and everything. And then when I went to put the lid back on it, the peduncle broke off of it. And you can't have a jack-o'-lantern doesn't look right without a peduncle on it, does it? Don't they all, aren't they all supposed to have that?
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like the stem?
Yeah, the stem is called a peduncle.
Oh, I'd never heard of that.
Wait a minute. The stem is called a peduncle?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
And we're both like, what?
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Y'all didn't know that that's what it was called?
No.
I'm not kidding at all.
What do y'all call it?
A stem?
Huh.
Yeah, the, what do you or do you even the, call it anything?
The stem, I guess. I don't know. I never thought about it.
Interesting.
Mm. But peduncle. Either way, it doesn't look right if the peduncle's broken.
Right. Huh? You can't have one without.
Yeah.
And then how do you get it off?
Right. I mean, I got a deal already with a face every day that has no peduncle on top of the head. You know, it's like having a bald jack-o'-lantern. I don't want that.
You don't have a peduncle.
I'm missing my peduncle. I've misplaced my peduncle. Where did you have you always known that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They teach you that in the 4-H or something? I mean, where would you?
Is that some stupid Louisiana education?
I don't know. Where did you even come across that? I've never even heard somebody say that word.
I haven't either.
Peduncle.
I feel like you're joking, but then I can't tell.
No, I believe him.
Look it up.
Rob, look it up for him.
What?
Look up the word peduncle.
Okay.
Show him. P-E-D, uncle.
I was just about to say, he can't spell that.
Yeah.
Stalk bearing a flower or fruit.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't doubt it, but it was just
out of left field. I can't tell if you're joking because it's such a funny word.
It is a funny word.
It is funny to say.
Peduncle.
And I want to use it all the time now.
Peduncle.
Your peduncle.
So make sure your jack-o'-lanterns have a peduncle.
That is amazing.
You just wanted to prove that you knew the word peduncle.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I just can't believe y'all are that dumb.
Whatever.
You can't believe that? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't believe Riggins is, he's usually pretty well read and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not, so that's not
tracking. Oh, really? Oh, shut up.
Of course, I don't know what peduncle means.
You couldn't even think of the name of Crazy Bread a minute ago from Little Caesars. Is it Puffy Bread things?
Puffs? You know those puffs?
Mm-hmm. Man,
peduncle. Mm-hmm. That's going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
Okay, well, I done learned y'all something.
Thank you.
And kids, take that to school with you. Mm-hmm. A peduncle.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Lindsay's over there.
I know. Well, I'm just clearing my throat. I kind of feel a little...
Clearing a chicken bone out of it. That's what it sounds like.
And I have to do it every time to be able to speak. Does that mean I'm getting sick?
No, I mean, I'm just thinking about what it would sound like if you didn't do that. If you have to do that to be able to speak.
I do, every time.
Well, you better not be bringing us any children germs up in here.
You know, I think I constantly carry them. I think I'm just immune to it. I think it's just like a nasally situation.
You're a constant carrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to use nasal spray now. Who am I?
Gross.
I know.
Well, it is some things that are now trending. It's National Oatmeal Day. That makes perfect sense right now. Mm. Sounds like she was coughing up some long oatmeal.
Ew.
Well, she's Southern, so it was grits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it right.
You know, my college roommate he was a smoker, and, you know, he said, I'm coughing up lung oysters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now that's gross. I know.
It's so gross. Okay. I'm sorry to even do that, but it is National Oatmeal Day.
And I love oatmeal.
I like it, too.
I love all of the old people hot cereals. Oatmeal, cream of wheat. I think I like cream of wheat better than oatmeal. Hot grape nuts. I used to do hot grape nuts.
Grape nuts. Yeah, my grandmother used to eat those.
That's the only way I could eat them is by making them soft.
Can I tell you something about myself? I like hot cereal in the morning. Really starts my day off right.
Some orange blossom honey. Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. Game 4 of the World Series happens tonight. New York City. New York fans are just beside themselves. They're like, we waited 15 years to be back in the World Series. Mm-hmm. And they're just falling apart. No big moments from the team.
No.
And, it's just depressing for them. Feel bad for them.
Yeah. And if I don't necessarily want the Dodgers to win tonight, I want them to win in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because they want to win the World Series with a clean backdrop and not dirty like New York.
Yeah. Not a good picture.
Send them back. By the way, Now Trending sponsored by No More Last Days. Great organization helping out dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. Head over to tjriggins.com/last days. Did you see this story about 50,000 pounds of British cheddar being stolen?
Yes, I did.
50,000 pounds of cheddar costs about $300,000, and they're on the hunt to get it back. So cheese is trending this morning as well.
Yeah, and they've made it into smaller pieces, so they're going to get arrested for cutting the cheese as well.
So it's going to happen.
Introducing the new media center on the tjriggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So I stopped watching Yellowstone. I decided I was going to get into it years ago when everybody was getting into it. I like to be part of something larger than myself. I got no problem following.
Yeah.
I've got no spine. I'm a follower. Mm-hmm. I'm not a leader. That's why I always think I'm going to end up in a cult someday. Somebody's going to give me a good line and I'm going to be like, yeah.
Sure.
You know what? You're right.
Makes sense.
I can totally believe that.
Take me.
Yeah. Bring me to your leader.
That's Riggins.
Yeah. So I tried watching Yellowstone. TJ was watching it, and I know, so I wanted to talk about it with somebody. So I turned on the show, and in the first 30 seconds, the guy walks up to a horse and just shoots it right in the head. And I was like, you know what? No. Yep. I don't know. I was just not in the mood for it at the minute for that kind of show. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing with House of Cards.
But it wasn't just out of nowhere. The horse was just off minding its business. There had been a traffic accident, and the horse was suffering.
Yeah, didn't need to be an assassination. It was just, I just didn't, I think I was eating, and I was like, I don't want that.
Well, eating or not eating, I turned it off, too, because that's You can't see that. You can't unsee it.
I just wasn't looking for that.
Yeah.
And House of Cards, is it called House of Cards, Kevin Spacey? Yeah. In the first scene, he walks up to a dog that gets hit by a car and he kills the dog. Yeah, no. And I turned that off, but I ended up going back to it and I really enjoyed the show. I never did that with Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. Is there a show that you can think about that you stopped watching because of one specific moment?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The first episode of the Righteous Gemstones.
What happened?
There were some moments in the very beginning of the show that I thought were blasphemous. And so I said, well, I'm not watching this. And then somebody talked me into continuing watching and saying that it wasn't blasphemous. They're making fun of the preachers, not the religion.
Mm-hmm.
So then I ended up liking it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too, because I felt that sort of way.
Yeah.
At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, what was the moment that made you stop watching a TV show? The Walking Dead, when Glenn died. I just couldn't watch it anymore, says Kyle. I remember that. They killed him with a baseball bat. It was bad.
How about a spoiler alert?
That was a long time ago.
10 years ago.
Lindsay, do you have one like that you just turned off because of a moment?
Yes. I just started watching The Resort on Hulu, and it's like a murder mystery at the beginning, and then they turned to time travel, and I was like, I'm out.
That's a great.
That'll do it with me. Me too.
That's a great answer.
Any type of sci-fi peeks in, and I'm gone.
Gone.
Time travel.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. So if you've got a great one, at TJ Riggins Show, I'd love to see it.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget, big surprise announcement from a surprise guest Thursday on the show. You're not going to want to miss that. Lindsay, I haven't known you and been around you since you've become a wife and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get into home decor stuff as much as you do like fashion things?
Now I do. Now in my life, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got your house decorated now, fallish, Halloweenish?
Yes.
Kind of stuff?
Yes, okay. Majorly.
All right. Well, there's a lady in Florida who ordered a meal delivered from Uber Eats, and her delivery driver's name was Alexandra. And Alexandra, according to the story, was caught taking food out of the bag on the porch camera thing. So the woman confronted her, and so Alexandra was not having that. So she grabbed some of the victim's fall decor, which included a $10 sign that said, "Happy fall, y'all."
Oh, no.
Well, just like my wife, if somebody were to try to take her "Happy Fall, Y'all" sign, she was out there ready to fight. I mean, she came out. She was after old Alexandra. Ours, though, it says it's a pumpkin hangs on front door, and one side says boo. Ooh. And then after Halloween, I spin it around, and it says "Happy Fall, Y'all."
Oh. I love it.
Multi-purpose, get it.
Yeah, you don't mess with decor.
No, you don't. Not a happy fall, y'all.
Mm-mm.
But then after that, when the woman snatched her sign back, the Uber driver took a decorative urn from her yard and walked back to her car. She also stole a decorative column and four plaster pumpkins. The pumpkins were $75 each.
Oh, my God.
No.
Whoa.
So she was later arrested and charged with burglary with assault and grand theft from a dwelling. Now, the assault part came from when the homeowner confronted her about stealing her "Happy Fall, Y'all" sign, and the Uber driver allegedly spat in her face.
Ew.
That's awful.
Yeah. That'll make it not a "Happy Fall, Y'all."
No.
Yeah, most people steal a couple fries. She took the column to their house. Yeah. I'm taking the column.
Who gets so mad when you've been busted doing something you shouldn't have been doing anyway?
Yeah.
You say, I'll show you, then I'll really steal some stuff.
Right.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, here's a hypothetical situation. You can play this with your friends. I think there is an old rule on the books in the great free state of Florida, my fantasy state, where you can apply to be the person that executes a criminal on death row, and they'll pay you $150 if they pick you to do it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Why are they doing that?
I think it's just an old thing that's on the, nobody ever does. It's just one of those things. But Riggins, I know you wouldn't do it because you're iffy on the death penalty as it is. Lindsay,
I'm not iffy.
No, you're pro death penalty.
Yep.
Yeah.
No ifs here.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be able to do it? Would you be able to, like, let's just say it's the lethal injection. Would you be able to hit the button that puts the death serum in them?
Depends on who it is.
Yeah.
But if they were the worst person on the planet and mm-hmm. it would, like, involve children, like, yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that for the 150 or would it go up? Like, if it's just a regular murderer that's been, you know, put on death row and now it's time for him to go. How much would it take to get you to do it? And let's say you're flipping the switch on an electric chair. That makes it even better.
I feel like there's...
As a hypothetical. Yeah. Not better as a situation. Yes, it does.
I do. I think that's worth it because 100... I mean, 150 is a lot just to do a little switch.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of work for me.
Yeah, you're looking at the workload of it.
The workload. Depends on what I'm doing and who it is. But yeah, I feel confident about that. 150 gets me, you know, more than just like a flip. Like, that's...
Plus,
awesome.
You get a weekend in Florida, probably.
Right.
Be the only time somebody with fake nails flip the electrocution switch.
Yeah, you like to hear tap it on the switch. Welcome to your dad.
You're a little too happy. You don't have to be that excited.
Because I can think of some people that I could definitely mm-hmm. in history that
former dance rivals.
Heck yeah, flip that switch.
Yeah, she really wants to cut heads.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, people who harm children.
Oh, easy. Flip all the switches. Flip them all. I'd be in there flipping like 10 switches. I'd be like, calm down.
Like, that's the garbage disposal. You don't need that one.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.